Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Actually decided I'd be back on time this time. So, hey, you're welcome. Anyway, it is Bowerly. Lucas Buckley is at Master Control. And if I happen to have missed a story about some big public brawl at a place of public amusement over the weekend, oh, do tell. Email me, tom@wben.com. tom@wben.com. See, I love it when people say, you're covering something up. Well, maybe it's that I didn't hear about it. So if I get details that I can ask officials about, then I can do something about it. But if I don't hear about it, I don't hear about it. I don't sleep with the scanner on 24/7. Actually, that would just be wrong. All right, so welcome. My email again, tom@wben.com. If you've got serious details to give me about an alleged big public brawl at a place of public amusement, I would like to know, so that way we can look into it. But anyway, how you doing? How you doing? Talking about your hobbies, things you like to do. Now, I think we've got the cannabis growers pretty well covered, but do we have recreational boaters? Do we have? I cannot believe not one general aviation pilot has called in. I'm stunned. You look up in the sky. Oh, a private plane. Ooh, a private plane. But not one. I guess they're all flying today, and which I happen to think is a pretty awesome way to spend a few hours. Then again, so is boating. And taking the wheel of a boat, it's kind of like flying in a way. It's weird because in the air, you've got currents that want to take you in a certain direction. On the water, you've got currents that make you want to go in a different direction. It's weird. All right, so what is it you like to do? We've heard a little bit of everything. I've been dying to do this topic for months, and I only found the courage today when I looked in the mirror and I said, you can do this. You can do this. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. This will be good. Here's Paul in Lockport. Paul, you are on. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you doing? Great topic today.
I kind of thought so, too. I'm glad it's worked out. Just tell me, do you live at one of those beautiful Medina sandstone houses in Lockport?
No.
Niagara County is just dotted with them. I want one. Anyway, what is it you do?
My hobby is collecting comic books.
How often do you talk to girls?
I've been married for 40 years now.
I'm kidding. All right. Well, okay. So if you've been doing this for 40 years, you were ahead of the curve.
Yeah. I started collecting when I was 13. I'm 58 now. So I've been collecting for 45 years now.
But as you are well aware, the value of a comic book depends on its condition. And I'm guessing when you were in your teens, you weren't thinking ahead like that.
No, I wasn't. And in fact, there are some comics that in my teens I got rid of, and I really wish I didn't, because they would have been worth a lot of money now.
Yeah, I mean, I cleaned out my garage over the weekend. I had Superman 1 right into the garbage. But the comic book craze, along with the sports card craze. Now, I know that sports cards are going nuts. I know that stamps and coins are going nuts. Is the comic book collecting money going crazy, too?
starting to come back more now, mainly because of all the Marvel movies that have come out, you know. But the movies are very different from the story that they tell in the comic book.
Okay. All right. How do you store your comic books? Acid-free plastic or something?
Yes, I put them in acid-free plastic bags, and then I have storage boxes. And after collecting, I must have thousands, you know.
Do you have them filed away? Is there a system? Is there a method to your madness?
Yes, I try to categorize them alphabetically according to title. I'm more of a Marvel man than a DC man, so I have, you know, Spider-Man, Avengers, Fantastic Four, Incredible Hulk, as opposed to Spider-Man or Superman or Batman. Those are DC comics.
All right, well, whether you're AC, DC, it's 2022. I stopped caring about that a long time ago. All right, so your thing is comic books. What would be the most valuable single comic book you have in your collection?
Oh, there's probably several, but one of the ones that I got rid of was like the first appearance of Wolverine in The Incredible Hulk. And that's one that I got rid of that's probably worth, if it's in good condition, $1,000 today.
Mm.
And it only cost like a quarter back then. One of the other ones I used to have was like the first appearance of the Punisher in Spider-Man. You know, these characters come up in the comic books, and then their first, when they become popular, their first appearance in the original comic book becomes more valuable.
Yeah, I guess it's like spotting Brad Pitt when he was an extra in a movie.
Yes.
Ah, yeah. I got you. Okay. So, how does your wife feel? She must be, if you've been married that long, she must be very supportive of your hobby.
Yeah, she is, as long as I don't go crazy spending too much, because, you know, back when I was 13, they were 20 cents each. Now they're up to $3.99 each.
Well, what would be the oldest one you have in your collection?
Oh, I have a Fantastic Four that was probably like issue 19 from the first original series that was back in 1963.
Wow. Well, I've got a bunch of old Cracked magazines and Mad magazines and some of the old horror magazines like Creepy at my house. But frankly, none of them are in good condition. I mean, they've been read. You know, so they're not, I don't think they're in collectible condition. So I thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Well, one of my most exciting things to do is the new comics arrive every Wednesday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm retired. So Wednesday morning, I'll be at the comic book store at 11 o'clock in the morning so that I can be the first to get at the new arrivals.
And how many do you buy per week?
I curd myself down to four.
Wow.
Unless there's a special series going on or something. Recently, they've had a Stranger Things comic series out, you know, and I like that show, so I buy that comic then until the series ends.
Well, I'll tell you this much, at least with your hobby, I'd imagine the storage, because they're flat, is a lot easier than people who collect toy dolls. And if we have anybody out there who collects antique toy dolls, you are creepy. Don't call the show. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a nice day, Tom.
Absolutely. I remember cleaning out my grandmother's house on Mang Avenue in Kenmore, looking at dolls from the 1930s. Are you serious? They weren't lovable and adorable. They were creepy. Ah! I still have nightmares. You can probably tell. Let's go to Mike in Williamsburg. Talking about you guys and what your hobbies happen to be. And this is just stunning. I'm getting stuff I wasn't expecting. Getting a couple that I expected. The weed growers definitely threw me. But Mike in Williamsville, you're on WBEN. Where are the coca growers? Anyway, you're on. Hello.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you this afternoon?
Well, it's a beautiful Monday. It's always sunny in my world. It's always sunny in my neighborhood. And I'm not even stoned. Anyway, what's on your mind?
So I just want to talk about my hobby. I sing in a barbershop quartet.
Okay. Left field, didn't name it, haven't talked about it, Super cool. How did you get involved?
I was studying music at Fredonia State, music and math in the 80s, and I saw a sign on the telephone said barbershop quartet singers wanted, and so I've been doing it since 1987, actually.
Are you a little bit struck by the similarities between music and math?
Very much so. My first degree is in math, and I'm currently attending Buffalo State for a second degree, this one in music.
Very interesting. I mean, you've got thirds, you've got fifths. It's a freaky situation. Okay, so let's just... I'm sorry.
In the barbershop world, you were talking about thirds and fifths. In the barbershop world, barbershop harmony is written around, and this is kind of just information, but it's written around dominant sevenths. 1, 3, 5, 7. That's a major seventh dominant seventh barbershop chord.
So you started this many years ago. As time has gone by and video games replaced all human interaction, have you found it harder to maintain a barbershop quartet?
I have not. You know, I'm involved with two barbershop choruses in the area, and the quartet I'm with, we've been together 6 years, going strong. We even performed yesterday at the Arts and Crafts Festival in Waynesville.
Oh, how about that? I'm sorry I missed that. And what is the reaction from people, especially people with kids, when they see you guys doing the barbershop quartet?
It's fun. You know, you see people standing there, they're pulling out their cameras, they're just curious, interested, they're videoing, they're taking pictures. Once in a while, we even get somebody to come sing with us. It's a lot of fun.
How do they do when you pull them up on stage? How do they generally do?
Sometimes great, sometimes not so great, but in every case, it's all fun.
Do you use amplification or is it all natural?
It depends on the venue or where we're performing. We do a lot of roaming outside, singing, walking around. We don't typically use a sound system for that, but we do bring a sound system for other events if we're playing a big room or something.
Okay, I have to know this because you do understand every band has drama. Sooner or later, there's drama. Is there any barbershop quartet drama either within your quartet or within the barbershop world?
Well, there is. There's huge drama going on in the barbershop world. It's been going on for about a year. The Barbershop Society decided to go from an all-men organization to an all-inclusive organization. And it caused a lot of drama with the old-timer barbershoppers that have been doing it for 100 years. And so there was a split and a lot of controversy. But I think amidst all that, I think people still sang together and enjoyed the harmonies that we love so much.
Well, I thought they went a little far, though, when they put that little list of demands on the cathedral door in Germany. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like the schism in the church, you know? I think that is awesome. I mean, I know I probably upset people the other hour when I said I really wasn't into polka, but barbershop quartets, the grandfathers of harmony, I think they're pretty cool, and I hope that that tradition keeps alive. I will be surprised if it does, though, because it just in my world, I don't know anybody who said, you know, let's do a barbershop quartet.
I know, right? Different than getting together with guys and just jamming, right?
Yes, yes. Well, for one, you know what you're doing. I thank you very much, Mike, for the call. Good luck with the degree in math, or as they say in the UK, maths, with the S at the end. Thank you very much. All right. Barbershop quartet. Guys, do you see why I'm doing this show? It's all about you. It's all about you. But some human interest things are universal. Without even knowing of the schism in the barbershop world, I just knew, entertainers, there'll be drama. Let's go to Morgan in Buffalo. Guten Morgen. Morgan, you're on WBEN.
Afternoon, Tom.
Yes, sir. We're talking about hobbies, what you do, what is your pleasure, guilty or otherwise?
Chopping wood is my hobby. Love to chop wood. It's my thing. I chop it by hand with a hand axe. I love everything about it. I just love the texture of the wood and everything. I just love splitting wood, chopping it, whatever.
Now, we're not talking about taking wood and making decorative statues out of it. We're talking about chopping it for firewood.
Yeah, or just chopping it for fun. I had this thing. I grew up on a farm, and, you know, one of my responsibilities was we had a wood-burning stove, and, you know, whenever it came to who's going to chop the wood, I was, like, first in line because I just really like to do it.
Well, but I know – Rambo Jim, Shepherd Jim, actually, one of our regular callers, he's into jogging and working out and would probably love to chop wood. I would imagine, Morgan, that chopping wood offers one heck of a good workout.
It does, but it's more mental health for me. It kind of like I take my aggressions out on the wood. And, you know, I got some pieces out in my yard and stuff that specifically for that. And it works, you know, just go out there for however long, a half hour or whatever, and just make toothpicks out of them or something, you know?
Okay. I mean, I can understand chopping it for firewood, chopping it just to chop it. I mean, I suppose there's far worse things you could do with your time. I once felled a sapling with about 100 rounds from a .22 just to see what I could.
I bet it did.
Oh yeah, it did.
You know,
it went down.
No, I know it sounds corny. I know, but it really, there's something about it. You know, I mean,
It doesn't sound corny at all. Do you ever pretend that you're in the 1400s and you're some medieval executioner with the hood on, and that piece of wood isn't wood, but it's a queen's head or something?
No, but I wish I was back in the times when, you know, like early frontiers and stuff, frontiersmen and stuff like that, you know, that you had to chop wood and stuff. And, you know, that's how they did it back then. You know, that doesn't exist anymore. Nobody really does that.
But
they, you know, they go to
the interruption, Morgan, but I must, because there is, you say chopping wood, like everybody knows how to chop wood. But you have to know where to place it and where to strike. So if you were giving a lesson, here's how to chop wood 101, what would it be?
I think you would have to go with the grain, I think, is easier. I know it sounds stupid because it has rings in it, but, you know, maybe look for a split that's already there. And, you know, how people get their axes stuck in there and stuff, and they're trying to yank it out and stuff. You just lift it up and you just keep whacking it on the ground or whatever you got, you know. I think it's an art. Not everybody can split wood, you know. I mean, I came close to almost splitting my leg, but, you know, when you're not paying attention, you know how you think you're going to hit the wood and it doesn't, and then it comes full force and stuff, and you kind of, like, got to sidestep. I've done that a million times. I'm surprised I haven't hurt myself so far, but
yeah, just don't get too high. You'd be giving yourself a second circumcision.
yeah.
I mean, he's a wood chopper and he's a moil. Very interesting, Morgan. I don't know what to say except I bet you've got some killer biceps and deltoids, and your forearms are as big as most people's legs.
I'm pretty proud of myself, I have to admit. And you know, I do like picking out different selections. I'll go to the park across the street and I'll go find dead wood, you know, and there's all different kinds of trees and stuff. I particularly like the hardwoods, the redwoods, stuff like that, because, you know, it's just something to do, I guess, you know.
I got some dead wood, but you ain't chopping it off. thanks a lot, man. I appreciate the call.
No problem.
All right. I didn't see this one coming, man. I did not see it coming. You guys, I got to tell you, you are a fascinating lot of individuals. I'm going to continue this in the next hour. What is your hobby? What is your passion? We've heard everything from a lady who volunteers at a reindeer farm to a dude who scuba dives. I love the scuba diver one because I've done it and it's so cool. I cannot believe no golfer is called in. No boater has called in. No skyjacker. Yeah, D.B. Cooper, where are you? No parachute enthusiast has called in. I'm surprised about that. I mentioned golfer. No swimmer has called in. We're getting some that are off the wall, some that I expected. I knew there was going to be a collector of something. I didn't know it was going to be comic books. I thought it might be coins or stamps. I knew this old German crossing guard. He's a great guy. His name was Kurt Hornung. And back in the day, he was this old German immigrant. I was this sixth grade kid. But he was just a super nice guy. He would always bring me stamps, went to his house. Just a great, great guy. And the funny thing is, I think he's buried in the same mausoleum my grandparents are in. And, yeah, just a real super guy. And They just don't make old German crossing guards anymore, you know?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.